just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
There is eclipse of sorrow, vices, over the entire world. The world has become black. Baba said in today's Sakar Murli. So, every soul is full of sorrow to the brim. There is peacelessness. Every heart is sorrowful. And this sorrow is on the rise. So who you are and what you have to do, Baba reminds us time and again. Emerge your merciful form. Spread rays of peace and happiness. And that's how you become world transformer. This is the message of 6th September 2011, almost 10 years back. This is about a group from Australia. So the trans messenger is taking message to Baba about this group. What Baba is saying. बाप दादा की यही आश है कि मेरा हर बच्चा अब तीव्र पुरुषार्थ के अनुभवी स्वरूप बने, क्योंकि जानते हो कि आजकल विश्व की आत्माओं की दुख अशांति कितनी बढ़ रही है। अपने भाई बहनों के दुख मिटाने की किरणें दो, शांति की दुनिया और अपना राज्य लाना है ना। समय को समीप लाने के निमित्त तो आप बच्चे ही हो। बोलो हे विश्व परिवर्तक बच्चे, रहम आता है। अभी तो हर समय अपना राज्य आंखों के आगे आता है। वाह, हमारा सुख संपन्न राज्य, अपना रहम दिल स्वरूप इमर्ज करो। आपकी प्रत्यक्षता से बाप की भी प्रत्यक्षता हो ही जाएगी। सभी के मुख से यही निकले, हमारा बाबा आ गया, सुख शांति का समय आ गया। अब सब मिल करके आपस में रूरियान कर प्लान बनाओ। दादी से भी रूरियान करो। बाप दादा का हर बच्चे के प्रति पदम गुना याद प्यार और दिल का दुलार स्वीकार हो। The Baba is saying, "Oh, world transformer children, do you experience that feeling of mercy? You are instruments for bringing the time close. Give rays to your brothers and sisters because they are in sorrow. Shanti ki duniya, the new world of peace. Your own kingdom you have to bring near. So this is your task. Emerge your merciful form. Spread rays." Mercy is of two types. What could be the types of mercy? Okay, mercy for the self and mercy for others. What else? Limited and unlimited. What does limited mercy and unlimited mercy mean? Limited means for some time. Okay, so it can also be time dependent. Short time, long time. What else? Situational mercy. Mercy can be situational. What else? Gross and subtle. Subtle mercy and gross mercy. Means? You satisfy, you give, help somebody with the physical needs. And the subtle is? You provide them sakash, rays, vibes. What else? Mercy. What could be the classification of mercy? Rahm. Internal and external. Temporary, that time, we already said. Time, temporary and permanent. So internal mercy and external mercy. What else? Mercies can also be of two types. One is egoistic and egoless. What is egoistic mercy? You help somebody, and helping somebody satisfies your ego. You crave for name and fame. You want to make an exhibition of your mercy. You want to broadcast it, showcase it to public. If nobody notices, then you don't feel joy. But if yes, somebody is seeing, then you start helping poor. Photo op. You know photo op? It's quite a common word in politics. There is a flood and the minister goes by aeroplane or flight. And then he talks with the poor people and there is a photographs. That is known as photo op. So this mercy is, it is mercy. But it pleases ego. It satisfies ego. It wants to show off. And if there is none to see you, probably you are not merciful then. So that is egoistic mercy. There is a mercy definitely. But a mercy which is feeding your ego. What is the problem with such type of mercy? Yeah. No, you are helping poor, you are helping others, you are helping the needy. But at the same time, behind that veneer of mercy, there is ego. So long as there is ego behind the mercy, that mercy is not authentic. That mercy is not real. It's a pseudo false mercy. Because such a mercy is doing more harm to yourself. Because it is inflating your ego. There is an inflation of ego. There is another type of mercy which is known as egoless. What is that sort of mercy? Where you are helping the world, the needy, the poor. But you want to keep it hidden. There is no show off. There is no exhibition. This is the real mercy. You feel the pain, the suffering, the anguish. If it is okay, if you are doing for something for the world, and the world recognizes it and awards you, it's fine. But this mercy is an ego-centered mercy. It wants to attract public attention. So it's hungry. It helps, but in return it wants. This mercy is very pure, authentic mercy. It doesn't want anything in return. It is selfless. You feel somebody is in pain, you help that person without any expectation of anything in return. So Baba says, become Raham Dil, merciful. Why to become merciful? Because you feel the pain. Because the world is in sorrow, suffering, unhappiness. And this unhappiness is increasing day in, day out. There is no end to this unhappiness. So our mercy should not be ego-centered mercy. We want to open hospital. Why you want to open hospital? Because they are poor. Okay, so you want to help the poor. But then you want to earn money. So you want the world to remain poor. You want the world to remain sick. Because if there is no sick person, how will you earn? Okay, you want to go to heaven. So you want to do charity. So if there are no poor people, how will you do charity? And if you don't do charity, how will you reach heaven? So there are some philosophers who have written books on sociology, and they say that poor are needed. Poverty should stay in the world, because if there is no poverty, how will we do charity? And if we don't do charity, how will we enter the kingdom of heaven? But for heaven, Dan Punya is needed. So poor are needed. So let the world remain poor. Let the world remain sick, unhealthy. Otherwise, whom will we treat? And how we will earn livelihood? So this is extremely selfish mercy. It is a mercy, but it feeds on that base element of selfishness. So Baba wants us to be merciful, but how should be our mercy? Selfless. How should be our mercy? Egoless. How should be our mercy? Philanthropic, altruistic. In today's blessing, Sakar Murli, Baba said, if you want to become altruistic, philanthropist, paropakari, no matter who that person is, there is somebody who hates you, dislikes you, yet your mercy is same for all. It doesn't affect you at all. Rather, you are more merciful for those people who oppose you, who criticize you. That is the real mercy, because you know the soul are at the lowest point today. They don't have power. They are under the influence of vices. That's why. True mercy is equanimous, same for all. This is relative. This is absolute. So mercy should not make any exhibition. It's like an underground stream or river. It flows, not visible on the surface. Mercy is like roots of the tree. They are hidden. But those roots are the foundation. If the roots are gone, the tree may fall down. Seva is the tree, mercy is the root. The tree of service stands on the roots of real mercy. So, how to create such real mercy? Now that is the question. In fact, mercy is the byproduct of something. You don't have to create it. It will come on its own. How? Okay. We are ancestors. So, something, when you are aware of your responsibility, mercy will come on its own. One. What else? Mercy is the byproduct. Rahem. It's a byproduct. You are not generating it. You are not creating it. Rather, if it is created, it would be false. artificial, synthetically created mercy. It will not be original, the pristine. So one is, as his brother said, when you know your responsibilities, automatically you will become merciful. When you know that your ancestors, forefathers, yeah, when you are pure and loveful, automatically mercy would be the result. That's very satisfying answer. What else? How can we become rahmdil, merciful? Mercy is the result. It's not the effort. Okay. So some deep realization of this will lead to our being merciful. Models. Unselfish. Okay. The mercy would be the result. If you are full of all the attainments, then you will be merciful. Models. Just as the Creator is merciful upon me, I love, learn to be merciful on others. That can also be one point. There is one poem supporting vegetarian diet and against the atrocities on animals. The poet says, "No flock that range this valley to slaughter I condemned. Taught by the power that pities me, I learned to pity them." He says, no flock. Flock means flock of sheep. No flock that range, that move on this valley. So there are animals who are rearing on the grass in some valley. No flock that range on this valley. To slaughter I condemn. I can condemn. I can slaughter them. I can kill all the animals. I don't condemn. I would love to kill all the animals. But taught by the power that pities me. There is a power that pities me. I learn to pity them. So no flock that range this valley to slaughter I condemn. Taught by the power that pities me, I learn to pity them. This is some English author, a poet, said long back. So in the similar manner, God is the most merciful. Even though I am full of so many sinful activities, still He has mercy upon me. So why I should not have mercy on others? So mercy is the byproduct of this realization. What else? One world and one family. The whole world is mine. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. When such a feeling arises in the heart, universal brotherhood, that every soul is my family and I take care of my family. This is God's family, Prabhu Parivar. This is God's Kutumb. This is family. One world and one family. And that is God's dream. And if I want to fulfill that dream, I need to love all and I need to have mercy for all. So when this realization comes, or the consciousness expands to that level, we are freed from the limited consciousness and we move to unlimited consciousness where we realize that everything is one. I am one with all. No caste, no gender difference, no creed. Nothing, I don't belong to any one particular state, city, region, any state, any nation. Swami Vivekananda said somewhere, my interests are not Indian but international. I am not interested in India. I am interested in the world because my interests are not just national but international. So mercy comes out of that realization that the whole world is one global village, Vishwagram. The world is one global, universal village. It's a Vishwagram. It's just one village. And I'm a part of it. Baba says, no, I come to your village. From far away. From farthest. This is the small village for me. I come to this village. So we are the members of this village. How can we fight? With one father. What else? How to generate mercy? Okay. It's because of my downfall that the world is in downfall. Now when you rise, the world will rise. When you fall, the world falls. So that realization. Okay. What else? Vitthalbhai, how to become merciful? Rahmdil. There's one more method. Method, or you can say, mercy is the result of bliss. When I am blissful within, this is the center of my being. When I am blissful at the center, automatically I become merciful. Because I want everyone to experience the same bliss, the same anand, the same stage of ecstasy, the same stage of rapture. See, this ecstasy, this rapture, this bliss, this paramananda, this super sensuous bliss, supernatural, super null bliss. When I persistently stay in that stage within, no disturbance of the external world disturbs me, first of all. I remain unaffected, unflappable. This is my world. This is the periphery. This is my seva. This is my interaction with the world. These are my relationships. This is my needs, my job, my duties, my savior. Everything, relationship, everything is on the surface. Outside people, students, my teachers, laukik, alaukik. This entire thing is on the surface, on the periphery, circumference. But I am here at the center, entirely blissful, unaffected, unnerved. Such unruffled stage of the being, of the consciousness, is called the blissful stage. And when I remain in that blissful stage, automatically, mercy is the result. Mercy is the byproduct. Mercy is the child of bliss. Bliss is mother. So automatically you remain merciful. You don't strive for mercy. Mercy is a very part of your being. You cannot see others suffering. You just want to help them. And then there is no ego drops. You want to help everyone. That may be animal. You have that mercy for all. You just can't see anybody suffering. So Baba is saying, be what? Merciful. Baba Dada ki yahi aash hai ki mera har bachcha ab tivra purushad ke anubhav swarup bane. क्योंकि जानते हो आजकल विश्व की आत्माओं की दुख अशांति बढ़ रही है. अपने भाई बहनों के दुख मिटाने की किरणें दो. शांति की दुनिया और अपना राज्य लाना है. समय को समीप लाने के निमित्त आप बच्चे हो. बोलो हे विश्व परिवर्तक बच्चे, रहम आता है. अभी तो हर समय अपना राज्य आंखों के आगे आता है. वाह, हमारा सुख संपन्न राज्य. अपना रहम दिल स्वरूप इमर्ज करो. आपकी प्रत्यक्षता से बाप की भी प्रत्यक्षता हो ही जाएगी. So emerge your form of mercy. Emerge your form of being compassionate. So bring that compassionate compassion to the surface. Do one act of mercy every day. Help one soul at least every day. There's one poem Emily Dickinson says, before I die, at least let me do something that my life will not go in vain. If I can save an insect who has fallen down, is falling down, a hurt, a wounded insect is falling down on water, if I can just keep a leaf and save that insect, I shall not live in vain. If I can do one merciful act every day, I have not lived in vain. So mercy on everyday basis. Practice to bring the knowledge in practical life. Practice to bring the knowledge in practical life. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, you are doing that in practical way. So emerge the form of mercy. Om Shanti.